Hi, I'm Rowan Miller. In this video, we're going to take a look at how to use migrations in a development team when one or more developers are working on the same project sharing a common source control system. This video requires that you have a good understanding of how migrations detect changes to the model and scaffolds the corresponding migrations. If you haven't already, you'll need to go back and watch the first video in this series, the one titled Migrations Under the Hood. The complexities of using migrations in a team environment stem from the way migration stores a snapshot of the model and then uses a snapshot from the last migration to detect changes in the model. Issues arise when multiple developers are scaffolding migrations and the snapshot in the latest migration may not represent the actual state of the model before you made any changes. We have plans to improve this in Entity Framework, but in this video we're going to take a look at how to deal with these conflicts when they occur. We'll start by walking through a couple of diagrams that show how we can get into this state where the model snapshot is out of date and how we go about resolving it. Once we've done that, we'll swap to Visual Studio and follow along with a couple of developers as they make changes to the model, scaffold migrations, commit to source control, and deal with any conflicts that occur. For our scenario, we're going to follow along with two developers making changes to the blogging model we looked at in the first video in this series. The model and the migrations are checked into source control, and both developers are synced up and ready to go ahead with changes. Developer 1 adds a rating property to the blog model, and then scaffolds a corresponding add rating migration. At some time later, developer 2 is going to make a change in their repository, adding the readers property and scaffolding the corresponding add readers migration. Migrations have a logical order that is handled by a date and timestamp that is prefixed to the file that's added to your Visual Studio project. In this particular example, Developer 2 happens to have generated their migration last. However, if the migrations had been generated in a different order, or in fact if multiple migrations had been generated, the issues that we'd run into and the way that we resolve them is still the same. More on that later. It's Developer 1's lucky day. They're ready to check in, and nobody else has checked into source control yet, so they can just go ahead and submit their changes. Because nobody else has checked in, there's no merging required. Developer 2's not so lucky. Because Developer 1 got in first, they're going to have to pull their changes from source control and merge before they're able to submit their changes. Any merging that needs to be handled in the model will be taken care of by the source control tools. Because both developers made changes to similar lines in the same file, there'll probably be some manual merging that needs to be done here to let source control know that we want to keep both the readers and the rating property. However, in the migrations, there's not going to be any merging enforced by source control because the migrations and their snapshots are stored in completely separate files. This leads us to the problem we run into. The rating property that was introduced by Developer 1 has been merged and is now included in the model in Developer 2's repository. If Developer 2 ran update database, the rating column would also be introduced to the blogs table because of the migration that was added when we pulled from source control. However, the snapshot in the latest model does not include the rating property because that snapshot was generated before we pulled Developer 1's changes from source control. This means if we were to kick off the add migration pipeline now, it would detect the addition of the rating property as a change to the model and scaffold a corresponding migration to try and re-add the rating property. Of course, this migration would fail if we ran it because the rating column already exists in the database. As we mentioned, the order of migrations doesn't actually matter here. If add rating came logically after add readers, that is, the inverse of what occurred in this scenario, then we'd run into similar problems with the readers property. It would be present in the model and present in the database, but not present in the snapshot in the latest migration. The way we resolve this situation is by introducing a merge migration. This is a migration that does nothing in the up and down methods and will therefore apply no changes to the database, but does have an updated snapshot of the current model. We do this by specifying the ignore changes flag to the add migration command. This tells migrations that if it detects any changes between the current model and the snapshot from the previous migration, to simply ignore them and scaffold an empty migration anyway. At this point, Developer 2 would be fine to either submit to source control or go on making changes to their model. Now that we have an understanding of when these issues occur and how we can resolve them, Let's move over to Visual Studio and see it in action. We're going to start with Developer 1. Let's call him Ken. Ken's going to make a change to the model, introducing the new rating property. He'll then use the addMigration command to scaffold a migration to apply these changes to the database. Ken's happy with the scaffolded migration, so he'll then use the updateDatabase command to apply this change to his local development database. Now let's switch over and pick up with Developer 2. Let's call him Jason. Jason is going to introduce the Readers property to the blog class. Then he's going to use the addMigration command to scaffold the corresponding migration, and then again he'll use updateDatabase to apply this migration to his local development database. While Jason was modifying his model, Ken has finished testing out his changes and is ready to submit to source control, so we'll pick back up with Ken. These guys happen to be using Git as their source control system, so using the Git integration in Visual Studio, Ken is going to enter a nice message for his changes, create a local commit, and then push that to the remote source control repository. Because nobody else has checked in the meantime, his changes are successfully pushed and everything is present in the remote repository. Now let's pick back up with Jason. He's finished his changes and is ready to commit to source control. He's going to punch in a nice description of his changes and try and commit and push to the remote server. The push is going to fail because Ken's changes have been applied in the meantime and Jason needs to pull down and merge. So Jason will pull down Ken's changes and Git is going to inform him that he happens to have edited some of the same files as Ken and he needs to manually resolve those. In the model file, we want to take both the changes from Ken and Jason. That is, we want to add both the readers and the rating property. And the same is true in the CS project file as well. We want to include both the addReaders and addRating migration that Ken and Jason added. Now at this point, source control thinks we're done with the merge, but there's a little bit more we need to do to keep migrations happy. We can see this if we run the updateDatabase command. This is going to detect that Jason doesn't have Ken's addRating migration run, so it will apply that to the database to introduce the new ratings column. However, at the end of the updateDatabase command, we see a warning telling us that the migrations doesn't think the database is in sync with the current model. That is because the snapshot in the latest migration does not include the rating property that we just pulled down from source control, even though we already ran Ken's migration to add that column to the database. As we saw earlier, we're going to run the addMigration command, passing in the ignoreChanges switch, what will tell migrations to scaffold an empty migration, but include the current model as the snapshot. That current model is now stored in the resource file of the last migrations, and so if we run updateDatabase, this time we won't see any warning about the model and the database being out of sync. Now that we've finished the merge, we can go ahead and commit the merge to source control. We can see in the file list that it has all the files we just modified, so we'll commit that and push it to the remote repository. In this video, we looked at the issues you can encounter when using migrations in a development team when multiple developers are creating migrations and submitting to a central source control repository, and then we looked at how to resolve these conflicts when they occur. For more information on using migrations in a team environment, head to the URL displayed on the screen.